In Alabama, chronic prison overcrowding has reached a crisis point. A state judge is considering holding the Department of Corrections in contempt of court for using county jails to house state inmates. The counties say the backlog of state prisoners causes inhumane conditions in county jails. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Alabama's state prisons are already packed beyond capacity, and as of this week, there are more than 3,000 state-sentenced inmates awaiting transfer from local jails. More than half of them have been in the county lockups for more than 30 days, a violation of state law.
The county jails are not equipped to house state inmates.
Buddy Sharpless is executive director of the Association of County Commissions of Alabama. The group has sued to force the state to take its inmates.
County jails are designed and envisioned when they were first created to hold short-term people. They're not there to house hardened criminals. County jails are not equipped to rehabilitate inmates. They are not equipped to classify them in all the different classifications that there may be for inmates.
In fact, counties have faced 30 federal lawsuits because of unconstitutional conditions. In April, U.S. District Judge U.W. Clement compared the Morgan County Jail in North Alabama to the holds of a slave ship. Another judge ordered the Houston County Sheriff to leave his state inmates on the doorstep of a state prison. County jails are supposed to hold people charged with a crime who are awaiting trial or who have been given short sentences on misdemeanor convictions. At the Baldwin County Correction Center in South Alabama, Deputy Sheriff Larry Milstead describes how four-person cells have been converted to hold up to six prisoners because of a backlog of state inmates.
What we would do would be to put between the bunks in there, we would put a mattress on the floor and, have them sleep between the two bunks on the side.
The 414-bed jail is now housing 475 inmates. 111 of them are state prisoners who have been here more than a month. Milstead says the doubling up creates a dangerous situation.
Anytime that you put people on the floor, you've got situations, people stepping on them or fights, things like that, it does bring on a whole set of problems.
Milstead says the state inmates are also a financial drain on the county, driving up overtime, medical, and food costs. While it costs about $25 a day to keep an inmate, the state pays counties only $1.75 for food for each prisoner. Milstead says it's time for the state to live up to its responsibility. But the state says it doesn't have the space or the resources to handle the influx of prisoners. Last month, Montgomery Circuit Judge William Shassey gave the Alabama prison system 30 days to clear state inmates from county jails. At a hearing yesterday, lawyers for the Department of Corrections admitted that they'd failed to comply. Since at least 1980, the Alabama Department of Corrections has been under various court orders to reduce the number of prisoners held in county jails. And at the same time, the prison system was under federal control until 1988 because of overcrowding. That could happen again if the state were to accept the backlog of prisoners, according to Paul Hamrick, chief of staff for Alabama Governor Don Siegelman.
Doing certain things like that of having prisoners sleep in the floors or overcrowding them into the state prisons will put us back into federal court. And at that point, a number of things could happen. One, instead of spending money hiring prison guards, you'll be spending money hiring lawyers. Two, you risk the federal court doing what they did before, which was turning people loose. And that's not something we're going to allow to happen.
Counties want Judge Shashley to hold the prison commissioner in contempt of court and impose daily fines on the state. But attorneys for Governor Siegelman want more time. The governor has proposed a plan that would free up about 2,400 prison beds over the next year, but only a few hundred in the next month. The plan emphasizes alternative sentencing, supervised parole, and substance abuse treatment programs. The plan does not call for building new prisons. Hamrick says there's enough existing space to house violent offenders if the nonviolent prisoners can be moved into other programs. The administration is also considering paying other states to house Alabama inmates. Alabama isn't the only state with a burgeoning prison population, but it is particularly vulnerable to overcrowding because it's a poor state. It also has one of the highest rates of incarceration in the country. Buddy Sharpless with the Association of County Commissions says the problem also stems from a get-tough-on-crime political climate.
The legislature, down through the years, every session passes another lock-em-up, shut-em-up law.
But Sharpless says lawmakers don't put enough money into prisons. In Montgomery yesterday, a frustrated Judge Shashi told attorneys for the state that while the governor's plan sounded fine, he didn't hear anything that would provide immediate relief for the overcrowded county jails. They're busting at the seams, he said, and the plan doesn't fix that. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Montgomery, Alabama.